This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing on the last Friday of the month, the last day of the month, on payday, right? So it is the right time to rev things up with the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, taking us through all things cars. Is our resident motoring journalist. I'm talking about Prashirwin Naidu. Now, this week, Prashirwin gets behind the wheel of two fresh arrivals from China. Now, each playing in very different segments. First up, the ultra-luxurious Chery Tiggo 9 plug in hybrid. A little birdie tells us it's impressive across the board. Then he brings back down to earth with something a bit, you know, more modest yet funky, the refreshed Omoda C5. Of course, we're not wrapping things up without a little soul, with our hot jam and a motoring tip of the week to get us into the weekend. On the line right now, good afternoon, Prashirwin. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, and yourself?
No, I'm so blessed, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and be with us. We really do appreciate you always.
Thank you. Always a blessing. Thank you very much.
So now, let's get straight to it. I mean, the Chery Tiggo 9, what's it really like, you know, on the road?
Oh, simply beautiful, eh? I must admit, I really enjoyed my week and time spent with it. Luxury at its best. This plug-in hybrid delivered in all fronts, being efficient, being fast too. I mean, this thing was rapidly quick, about 450 kilowatts, so it was not slow at all, to be fair, and enjoyable, I thought. Incredible, great range, offered 1,200 kilometers of range, and you can charge it, so you, it is hybridized, so you have a 1.5-liter turbocharged motor paired with two dual electric motors on hand. So both of that combined together obviously aid in better efficiency. So, and you can charge it and switch it into EV mode, which you can drive just purely on electric power for the first 150 km. You just got to charge it. But overall, my word, English, really good. I got about the lowest I saw was 6 liters per 100 kilometers from this SUV, and it almost made me rethink the way Chinese vehicles are. I used to have preconceived ideas before, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, that how can they rival German competitors? But I mean, this is just something that I really thought you could literally get into this car and go to Cape Town on a full tank.
Wow,
you know, that's how good it is.
Wow, it sounds so amazing. So I need us to touch base on the design. What's that really like, you know, on the Chery Tiggo 9?
I thought it was quite handsome. I definitely came in this matte black color. Very lovely, to say the least. And obviously elegant. To describe it, you've got a massive diamond pattern grille. Sleek LED headlights. The proportions are spot on. 20-inch wheels. It's got that mix of Chinese flair and European sophistication that works quite well. But overall, just a very tidy-looking smart SUV that I think people will look at and think, wow, really, really spot on.
Oh, okay. Now, I mean, you mentioned that, you know, this is something you feel like you can just get in and go to Cape Town. Now, let's speak about, you know, the cabin. Is it durable and well-built? And what kind of pricing are we looking at?
Okay, so the cabin was really something that really, it did struck a chord quite positively. All the things that you think you could want in a car of luxury is in there, from safety systems to just, you know, little thoughtful things like, of course, leather seats galore, heated steering wheel, massaging seat, huge driver displays, the entertainment screen, sunroof, beautiful, powerful Sony sound system, and just everything apart, everything else, just you got practicality too. You got 3 rows of seats, especially for kids, that's perfect. Roof space is great for long overhaul. And just, yeah, impressively well. I think cabin-wise, build quality-wise, it didn't scream to me cheap at all. It didn't give me that ick vibe. I actually felt more at ease with that cabin, and felt quite just enjoyable. Just everything thrown into it, from, you know, your electrically adjustable steering wheel to these little niceties that you'd usually find in, let's say, your Range Rover or your high spec Audi, but you're getting it at a price of about 989,000 rand. If you had to go for, let's say, a Q7, or I don't even think it would have that, and you'd be paying about 1.7 million rand. You see what the premium price tag of how things are versus if you go for a Chinese manufacturer.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
for
German.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. So let's switch gears a bit, Prashivan, I mean, and move to the Omoda C5. What's your overall impression on it?
Funky, futuristic, and full of personality. I quite liked it because I think it definitely appealed to the younger buyers out there. Very smaller. It's a lot smaller. A crossover with a coupe like styling. I thought it was nice. A 1.5 liter turbocharged motor one had. Punchy, round city, quite relaxed on the highway. The cabin is quite tech heavy. We've got a lot of tech at your disposal, and I found it to be not on the frugal side. About 10 meters per kilometer, so it's quite a thirsty thing to wield around. But stylish, feature packed, and easy. It's an easy trade off.
Now, let's speak about the rivals. Who are the main rivals of the Omoda C5? I mean, it's quite a stylish crossover. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. I think definitely because also the pricing was quite nice, 425,000 Rand. So it goes head-to-head with the Hyundai Kona, Kia Seltos, VW Taigo, and Toyota Corolla Cross. But I think where the C5 stands out is just that futuristic design and big car tech in a compact package, if I could sum it up in that thing. And it is modern and stylish, so got a lot of nice creature comfort. But obviously, you know me, I'd always stick with the reputable, reliable brands, maybe Corolla Cross just because of that brand reputation.
Yeah.
But maybe give it time. Who knows? Maybe you could change your mind. I mean, you saw it with the Tiggo 9. I kind of had to really rethink what I'd like.
100%. Prashivan, thank you so much. Catch you again next week, Friday. But before we let you go, can you give us your motoring tip and your hot gem of the week to kickstart the weekend?
All right. Thank you so much, Congratulations. So we often forget about tail lights, brake lights, and indicators, but they're just as important, especially now that these days they are no longer, many of us, that we sometimes drive in the nighttime, and you don't want to, you know, pose that risk as well. So please make sure to do a quick walk around, make sure all your lights are working for you in your vehicle, and yeah, be on your merry way. Let's end off with Drake, Pound Cake.
All right, Prashivan, thank you so much once again, man. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one, and those things up there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.